It's not all that difficult to write a haiku, a very short poem, with its structure of five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. But it becomes an entirely different matter when you put onto yourself the constraints that exist in the classic haikus by Basho and the other ancient Japanese poets. It's essentially a moment in nature. So I could easily write a haiku that says something like, President Trump won. The battle field grand. He is now newborn. But yes, that fits in with the structure. But it's hard to regard it as a proper haiku. Although I've written loads a little like that. I once, this is going to sound ridiculous, I once translated the Bible into haiku. But I got as far as I think 300 and something haiku before I ran out of energy. In this particular challenge during the month of April, I have set myself the task of writing 30 haiku, each of which will be about nature, about a moment in nature. And I was out walking with my mother-in-law this morning. She has a great love of flowers, and I'm learning the names of flowers. So this morning I learned that the lesser celandine is a little flower which was much admired by William Wordsworth. I had no idea he'd written a poem called The Lesser Celandine. It might be the little celandine, but the technical name is called lesser celandine. But I did read the stanza in that poem by Wordsworth. And then I come back and I start to do a little preparation to write. And I think, what on earth can I write about? Yesterday it was Red Robin. And I thought, what have I been focused on? And it was the lesser celandine. So I began the haiku with lesser celandine. And then I thought, well, what is it about a celandine that I saw this morning? And it definitely were the yellow petals, powerful yellow, very strong yellow entirely. So I wrote down petals. In fact, I wrote down seven petals and then crossed out seven because I thought that's pedantic and basically there might be more petals. It just so happened that the one that my mother-in-law picked had seven petals, but that may not be a distinguishing feature. So petal. Then I thought, what is that colour? That powerful yellow. I must indicate in the poem something about that yellow colour. And I thought of gold. Is there any possibility that anyone would think of that brightness of celandine? I must learn how to pronounce it. Could be gold. And then I found that D.H. Lawrence had described it in Sons and Lovers. Oh, I didn't know this. But there's a phrase in Sons and Lovers. This is all based on my research. Something like splashes of gold. In fact, it's a bit longer than splashes of gold. So I just thought I'd have a look and see what it might be. Anyway, I have changed it to splashing smiles of gold. Because I thought, well, yes, you can be splashing smiles. That works. And it certainly felt to me as if I was being smiled at from the side of the woodland. And that's five syllables, just as lesser celandine is five syllables. So now what I need is seven for the middle. And I focused on the petals. P Petals from forest green came to me. I wanted to bring the colour of the very strong green that the petals stand out from or grow up from. But then it came to me, yeah, get rid of the seven altogether. And then petals for, and I got rid of that. And then I said petals from woodland green, because it wasn't a forest we were walking through, it was a woodland. So here goes the complete haiku. Lesser celandine, petals from woodland green, splashing smiles of gold. And I'm quite pleased with it, because it really is a moment in nature as I walked past and dwelled on it. I'll be back again tomorrow, hopefully with another very short poem, as I participate in this wonderful challenge, Na Pod Po Mo MPC.